During the period I was here at the Casbah, the painting of Joe to the Goldman Madonna was at the center of my attention, also because I was studying Giotto very carefully. I was carrying out a very interesting research about the frescoes by Giotto in the Church of Santa Croce. So being here was a great, great experience for me to better understand and to keep my focus of attention on Giotto, so not only as a great artist from the technical point of view, but also as a great artist from the, I would say, sentimental point of view, because of course in a painting like that, for me the big challenge was to try to erase, to cancel all the technical aspect that I was very involved in, and try also to better understand the feelings and the theological ideas that Giotto was trying to communicate to his public. In his career, Giotto had to change all the very traditional aspects, not only of the painting in itself, but also the very traditional aspects of devotion. In Santa Croce, in Florence, which is a very important church, Giotto was called by the Franciscan friars to paint two very important fresco cycles, and then he probably painted a lot of altar pieces. And this Madonna belongs to one of these altar pieces. As much as the fresco cycles were always a sort of education of the general public, these paintings, of course, the altar pieces, were much more addressed to the devotion. And so they were much more speaking a different kind of language, the language of feelings. And Giotto was also in this field a great master, because he could change forever also the attitude that the general public had toward the Virgin and the Child. They were not only anymore characters of a supernatural, superior world, but they were speaking also the language of the family feelings, of the family affects. So if we look at this painting also in comparison with the other paintings here in this gallery, we see that even if Giotto is still using the golden background, is still using very traditional features, the halos, for example, and a lot of golden details, he is newly speaking a new kind of language, the language of a mother and a child that interact towards each other. And what I see that it's also very, very interesting is this flower. The flower that is in the Virgin hands, but also in the baby's hand. You do not know exactly who is the one giving the flower to the other. If it is a gift from the baby, from Christ to his mother, or if is a gift from her, and she represents the church, of course, if it's a gift from the mother to the Christ. Thanks to the infrared reflectography that was carried out here in the National Gallery, now we can also see that this flower was adjusted during the process of painting. It was planned before in a more traditional way as an object in between the Virgin and the Child, and then some of the leaves were added in order to convey a sort of movement that combines very well with the idea of the gift. The flower is of course also a symbol of Florence, because the name of Florence is given to the city after its Latin name, that means the city that flourishes. So it's always been as a symbol of the city itself, and even the Cathedral of Florence is named after the Virgin of the Flower, Saint Mary of the Flower. In this moment, so we can see that Giotto keeps together a lot of different meanings. There is a civic meaning, because this is the Virgin of the Flower. This is also a symbol of the city. And then there is the level of the human approach, is the human relationship entering and being at that moment officially taken by the church also as a new way to represent the Virgin and the Child. Giotto is giving them human characters. They are interacting. They have a true and actual relationship, a mother-child relationship. So this is very, very important, because they are not only the iconographic, traditional embodiment of a virgin with child, but they are a representation of a human body. And what we can see by all the different images of the Virgin and the Child painted by Giotto is that he painted before the body and the true flesh, and then covered them with the royal and godly attributes. And this is very, very touching, in my opinion, because it's a new way also to look at the divinity. You do not only have symbols that represent something that is civic, so contemporary to the people that were attending the church, but also we have a way that only a painter could obtain of representing the bodies as true volumes, as true bodies, as true three-dimensional figures. So using infrared reflectography, for example, what is very interesting is the fact that we can really see what lies behind the paint layers. There is not only an underdrawing in the case of Giotto, but there is this beautiful undermodeling. What does it mean? It means that Giotto was planning and thinking in terms of three-dimensionality, the different figures, since the beginning. So all the volumes are not just an effect of different colors, but they are thought in terms of a true body, a body that wants to come out in some ways from the flat surface of the painting. So these new techniques, of course, were in some ways very well known by Giotto's contemporaries and also by his immediate followers. As Dante said about Giotto, he said that he was a new cry. He was the new wave that surpassed, overcame totally the Cimabue school, the school of his contemporaries. It seems in some way that all the painters of Italy were ready at that moment to change for good their tradition and to use new techniques.